Thanks for your company. Residents of Lismore in northern New South Wales, already weary from the toll of destructive floods just a few weeks ago, are again assessing the damage of this week's deluge. The water is finally receding and locals returning to their properties are finding more mud, debris and water damage. As the daunting clean-up and recovery process begins again, communities are nervously watching the skies and the weather forecast for the days and weeks ahead. Sarah Sedgie reports.
When the first floods hit a few weeks back, not a single home was left untouched. In the caravan park, Sis Hughes runs with her family in Loftville, close to Lismore.
When the water was coming up that second time, yeah, the morale was quite low, but, you know, when it did peak and it didn't get through the park, we were all cheering and we were all, you know, pretty happy, and everyone takes it in turns, lifting each other up, and you've got to make light heart of what's happened sometimes.
While she's feeling relieved these floods didn't reach the caravan park again, she knows there's a lot of work ahead. Rebuilding has barely even started because of the relentless rain.
Just trying to get rid of all of the stuff that's unsalvageable, even just trying to see what is salvageable. We can't even see it because it's raining. It's windy, nothing's drying out, and it's getting to the point where it's very toxic to go into, like you pretty much need a hazmat suit to get into it.
She's also worried about the people who can't afford to replace what they've lost. But she says the community is doing everything it can to get each other through the crisis.
We've had plenty of food dropped to us. You know, the Army's been great with that. SES has been great. Even just the community dropping us supplies, donations from up north have come down. Oh, I'm going to get emotional.
Well, if I sort of got down off the steps, I could go for a swim if I wanted to swim with the leeches.
Catherine Moroney lives in Corakai, south of Lismore, where the Richmond and Wilson's rivers meet. She thinks the floodwaters will enter her house again, but was more prepared this time.
There is a lot of people that have been through so much devastation already and were trying to come back. There was a lot of people that had just started to filter back from evacuation homes and things like that, and now to go through it all again. We've never had a situation like this in the time that I've lived here. My husband grew up in Corakai. His parents always talked about having floods. There was, I think, the 54, there was three in a row, and I think he sort of starts to think, and I know there's a lot of the older folk in town, are we going to be having a similar situation to the 54 where is it possible we're going to get another one, because they are predicting us to still have quite wet weather for another couple of months now.
So why are communities already hit by recent and destructive floods in the midst of another disaster? Steve Turton is an adjunct professor of environmental geography at Central Queensland University.
Normally we've got, in southern Australia, which includes the area we're looking at, we've got fairly mobile weather systems that move from west to east. And they're pushed along by the jet stream. So the jet streams are really important for pushing these weather systems through. So that means when it rains somewhere, it only does so for a fairly short period of time, because the systems are moving they're quite mobile. When we get a blocking system, they can occur in the Bight, but also in the Tasman Sea, that effectively prevents any of the weather systems from moving across. So in fact, they all get diverted underneath. They get deflected to the south. And that's kind of what happened with the blocking event we had last month, where we had a low pressure system sitting over the southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, enhanced by a very strong upper cutoff low. And it just sat put for about a week. There was just nowhere for the system to go. It was being blocked by the high near New Zealand. And as a consequence, it delivered huge amounts of rain over a fairly large area and led to the floods that we've seen, particularly in Lismore, but also up in Gympie as well in Queensland. But this time Lismore's had a second round of heavy rain caused by a very similar system.
The SES says the Wilsons and Richmond rivers have now reached their peak at most at-risk communities.
Sarah Sedgie reporting.